You know, when I was reading this gospel this morning, I was praying about it. The interpretation that came to mind was the following. What does it mean, really, to have your loins girt and your lamps lit? I would say more than anything, it comes down to not the fact that we have to pray 24 hours a day or anything like that, or not that we're expecting it. I mean, there's a certain truth that at any given moment you might fall and have a heart attack and die, and be ready, live your life as though God is going to come any second. But the reality is God comes all the time. So I think it really comes down to, am I seeking God's will? Purity of intention in my day-to-day living. Do I truly try to live my life seeking God's will? And there's a beautiful promise in here. Amen, I say to you, blessed are those servants whom the master finds vigilant on his arrival. Vigilance, I would say again, in the sense of living my life looking for the will of God. And if I live that way, amen, I say to you, he will gird himself, have them recline at table, and he will proceed to wait on them. What does it mean for Jesus to proceed to wait on us? Well, one way of looking at it is he's going to be close to us, and when we look to do his will, he will look to do our will. When we go out of our way to try to serve him, he will go out of his way to try to serve us. One simple way of looking at it is simply saying, don't be surprised if you're truly simply living to do God's will. Don't be surprised when there are miracles. We should expect miracles. Doesn't necessarily mean that we should necessarily expect God to answer every prayer the way that we pray for them. And I think that's part, again, of having that disposition of doing God's will. When we truly live in a sense of providence, and we truly live in a sense of purity of intention, we can come to God with all of our prayers, and we can passionately, with heartfelt prayers, cry before the Lord and ask with all our hearts. But the important thing is to give God the freedom to act as he chooses. Because sometimes we pray for things and God doesn't respond the way we want. And it's because God knows better. God wants to give us something different, or he wants to give it in a different time or in a different way. And God knows better. Those prayers are not wasted. But if we truly have purity of intention, we won't be scandalized. We won't give up and quit on God and say, I don't understand, why do I bother praying if I pray and I pray and I pray and God doesn't give me the thing I'm praying for? Well, God knows his reasons. So on the one hand, there should be a certain familiarity with God to where when we pray and we get miracles, in a certain sense, it shouldn't surprise us. It reminds me of an anecdote of St. John Vianney. I don't know if you're aware, but one of the things he did was he opened up a kind of a girls' school for poor girls, basically just to make them into good housewives and good, respectable, religious young ladies. And one time, he's got this, I don't know if they were orphans or not, I forget, but he's got this school and, he's got to feed the girls, and there was barely any flour in the cupboard. And the people were complaining to St. John Vianney. They said, Father, we've got 50 girls and I've got basically enough flour here to feed maybe four or five of them. And he says, well, cook with what you got. So, they take the flour and they start adding water. And they have to add more water, and they have to add more water, and more water, and more water. And in the end, somehow, miraculously, there's enough dough to cook for 50 girls, or whatever the case was. Even though they started with this little amount, it's like it just kept not being enough water, so they kept adding until they went and ran to St. John Vianney. It's like, Father, it's a miracle! And he's like, oh, that's nice. He wasn't surprised. It was like, thanks, praise God. Kept moving on. It's like he lived in an atmosphere of doing God's will. I live to serve God. God serves me. I'm not surprised by this. I'm kind of used to it. And I think that's a beautiful example of the way that we should live our lives. So, if you want God to serve you, then let us be sure that in every moment we're doing everything we can to be to seek God's will, to be docile to God's will, not to be shocked when he responds, and also not to be scandalized when he doesn't necessarily respond in the way that we ask. As long as we are really seeking the will of God, put it in his hands, and he will always do great things.